This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Springs police arrested three women and two men last night for blocking a downtown street with a physical barricade during a demonstration. About 30 protesters gathered in the area outside City Hall. Police say the demonstrators pulled construction equipment from a nearby site to create the barricade. Several were also seen yelling and throwing glass bottles at drivers trying to move through the intersection. Officials say police gave orders to clear the road and arrested five protesters who refused.
Governor Polis says the oil and gas industry
The oil and gas industry will not try to place a pair of initiatives on the ballot in November after reaching a deal with Governor Polis. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Governor Polis says the oil and gas industry will drop two ballot plans, one to stop cities from banning natural gas hookups, another to put something like price tags on future ballot plans. In return, Polis and a coalition of environmental groups say they won't support future plans on the ballot or at the legislature to limit oil and gas development, at least through 2022. The governor says efforts will instead focus on implementing SB 181, an overhaul of oil and gas regulations he signed last year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The juvenile who pleaded guilty to shooting into a classroom at STEM school Highlands Ranch last year will be sentenced today. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry is there and will report back as soon as a decision is handed down. In the meanwhile, you can find live updates on the trial on Allison's Twitter. Follow her at Allison Sherry. This is CPR News.